Hi, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in today to my ministry, Song, Scripture, and My Thoughts. Today is April 10th, 2024. My name is Nellie, and today's song recommendation will be Been So Good by Elevation Worship, featuring Tiffany Hudson. This message, we are going to go back to reading from the Holy Bible, one chapter at a time. We had left off on Genesis chapter 23 and read about Sarah's death and burial. So today's scripture will be found in the book of Genesis chapter 24, and this chapter is titled, A Bride for Isaac. I am titling today's message, Detailed Prayer Answered, before he even finished praying. I know that's a long title, but this is such a powerful chapter, I believe, because of Abraham's servant prayed such a detailed prayer, and it records before he even finished speaking, his prayer was being answered in detail. I always say, pray in detail. Pray in detail. That's what I do. I know God knows the details, but I just feel if we speak the details out, he makes that prayer like a testimony. Because then we can say to others, this is what happened. I prayed in detail, and God was careful to give each specific detail his attention. Not only for, in my case, not only for me, but so that I can go out and say, hey, guess what? I prayed this prayer in detail, and before I even finished speaking, I could see that God was answering my prayer in specific detail. He is so, so good. Just recently I prayed for something. And the next morning, wow, he delivered on my prayer, and he answered in detail. Just extremely important to pray out those details. In chapter 22 of Genesis, verse 17, actually, I wanna say that the blessing that's found in there to Abraham. This is a blessing that God gave to Abraham. And this is after he was going to sacrifice his only son, as God had asked him to do. And then God, of course, says, hey, wait on. Stop. But he gives him this blessing. Blessing, I will bless you. And multiplying, I will multiply your descendants as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is on the seashore. And your descendants shall possess the gate of their enemies. Pause. I wanted to just read that, because in chapter 24, we're going to hear a similar blessing, but this blessing comes from Rebekah's people. Before they let her go with Abraham's servant to go and marry Isaac, they pray a blessing over her, which will be very similar to the one that God prayed or gave to Abraham in chapter 22, verse 17. And then we know that this is from God, even though the people blessed, we know that this was confirmation from God through the people, through Rebekah's family. So grab your Bibles. Let's get started. It's a little bit of a lengthy chapter. So if I feel the need to stop and pause and reflect, I will. Because sometimes when I read the entire chapter, I'll miss something to share with you. And I don't want to do that. So let's just see how it goes. A bride for Isaac. Now Abraham was old, well advanced in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. So Abraham said to the oldest servant of his house, who ruled over all that he had, "Please put your hand under my thigh, and I will make you swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of earth, that you will not take a wife for my son from the daughters of the Canaanites, among whom I dwell. But you shall go to my country and to my family and take a wife for my son Isaac." And the servant said to him, "Perhaps the woman will not be willing to follow me to this land. Must I take your son back to the land from which you came?" But Abraham said to him, "Beware that you do not take my son back there. The Lord God of heaven, who took me from my father's house and from the land of my family, and who spoke to me and swore to me, saying, 'To your descendants I give this land,' he will send his angel before you, and you shall take a wife for my son from there. And if the woman is not willing to follow you, then you will be released from this oath. Only do not take my son back there." So the servant put his hand under the thigh of Abraham, his master, and swore to him concerning this matter. I'll go ahead and pause right there. Abraham is pretty adamant, "Do not take my son Isaac to that country of my brothers." Doesn't want his son to go there. Because God, as we're reading in Genesis, God in at the end of chapter 11, God speaks to Abraham and calls him out of the land of Ur of the Chaldeans. Now they practiced magic there. They were not believers of Yahweh land of the Chaldeans. So God calls him out of there. But he not only leaves by himself, he doesn't leave by himself. Abraham leaves with his two brothers, Nahor and Haran. Well, along the way, Haran dies. And then, so then Abraham he takes responsibility over Haran's son, Lot. Now, Abraham is sending his oldest servant to his only brother that's left, which is Nahor. I remember we read in the last chapter that from Nahor comes Rebekah. And she's the one that we're going to be reading about in this, when we read the rest of this chapter. So this is why Abraham does not want his son Isaac to go over to Nahor's country, because that is the country of Mesopotamia. And Mesopotamia now, in modern day, now it is Iraq. and parts of the northern eastern part of Syria. So there's a divine plan going here, and Abraham is sticking to God's instruction. Now, the oldest servant is released from this request if the wife doesn't want to come back to, doesn't want to follow the servant to Isaac. So anyway, the genealogy of Terah, the dad of Abraham, Nahor, and Haran. And then Haran is the one that has Lot, which I just mentioned. And then Haran dies before they even leave. Haran dies in Ur of the Chaldeans. So then, if you want to go back and listen to those messages regarding those chapters, you can go ahead and do so. So I wanted to point that out. So there's just no way that Abraham is going to agree to let his son go over to Mesopotamia. And I just love Abraham's heart. He obeys God with all of his heart. And he also remembers the promises that he was going to bless his descendants, his physical descendants, through his son Isaac. So let's continue here. And I think details of Abraham's history is so important because really, there's just a lot of conflict in the Middle East. And we have to always remember that God had the blessing over Abraham and his physical descendants, that the covenant of circumcision that they were going to, that God was going to give Abraham the land of Canaan. And then he also blesses the spiritual descendants of Abraham, those that believe in the Son of God, Jesus Christ. It's all important. So let's continue here. And I hope to get through this message. I've had to stop here and there because I still have an illness, and so I'm coughing during this message. So I'm doing my best to get this message finished. Then the servant took 10 of his master's camels and departed, for all his master's goods were in his hand. And he arose and went to Mesopotamia, to the city of Nahor. And he made his camels kneel down outside the city by a well of water at evening time, the time when women go out to draw water. Then he said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, please give me success this day and show kindness to my master Abraham. Behold, here I stand by the well of water, and the daughters of the men of the city are coming out to draw water. Now let it be that the young woman to whom I say, please let down your pitcher that I may drink, and she says, drink, and I will give your camels a drink, let her be the one you have appointed for your servant Isaac. And by this I will know that you have shown kindness to my master. And it happened, before he had finished speaking, that behold, Rebekah, who was born to Bethuel, son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother, came out with her pitcher on her shoulder. Now the young woman was very beautiful to behold, a virgin. No man had known her. And she went down to the well, filled her pitcher, and came up. And the servant ran to meet her and said, please let me drink a little water from your pitcher. So she said, drink, my lord. Then she quickly let her pitcher down to her hand and gave him a drink. And when she had finished giving him a drink, she said, "I will draw water for your camels also, until they have finished drinking." Then she quickly emptied her pitcher into the trough, ran back to the well to draw water, and drew for all the camels. And the man, wondering at her, remained silent so as to know whether the Lord had made his journey prosperous or not. So it was, when the camels had finished drinking, that the man took a golden nose ring weighing half a shekel and two bracelets for her wrists weighing 10 shekels of gold and said, "Whose daughter are you? Tell me, please. Is there room in your father's house for us to lodge?" So she said to him, "I am the daughter of Bethuel, Milcah's son, whom she bore to Nahor." Moreover, she said to him, "We have both straw and feed enough and room to lodge." Then the man bowed down his head and worshiped the Lord. And he said, "Blessed be the Lord God of my master Abraham, who has not forsaken his mercy and his truth toward my master. As for me, being on the way, the Lord led me to the house of my master's brethren." So the young woman ran and told her mother's household these things. Now Rebekah had a brother whose name was Laban, and Laban ran out to the man by the well. So it came to pass, when he saw the nose ring and the bracelets on his sister's wrists, and when he heard the words of his sister Rebekah, saying, "Thus the man spoke to me," that he went to the man, and there he stood by the camels at the well, and he said, "Come in, O blessed of the Lord. Why do you stand outside? For I have prepared the house and a place for the camels." Then the man came to the house, and he unloaded the camels and provided straw and feed for the camels and water to wash his feet and the feet of the men who were with him. Food was set before him to eat. But he said, "I will not eat until I have told about my errand." And he said, "Speak on." So he said, "I am Abraham's servant. The Lord has blessed my master greatly, and he has become great. And he has given him flocks and herds, silver and gold, male and female servants, and camels and donkeys. And Sarah, my master's wife, bore a son to my master when she was old, and to him he has given all that he has. Now my master made me swear, saying, 'You shall not take a wife for my son from the daughters of the Canaanites, in whose land I dwell, but you shall go to my father's house and to my family and take a wife for my son.' And I said to my master, 'Perhaps the woman will not follow me.' But he said to me, 'The Lord, before whom I walk, will send his angel with you and prosper your way, and you shall take a wife for my son from my family and from my father's house. You will be clear from this oath when you arrive among my family, for if they will not give her to you, then you will be released from my oath.' And this day I came to the well and said, 'O Lord God of my master Abraham, if you will now prosper the way in which I go, behold, I stand by the well of water, and it shall come to pass that when the virgin comes out to draw water, and I say to her, "Please give me a little water from your pitcher to drink," and she says to me, "Drink, and I will draw for your camels also," let her be the woman whom the Lord has appointed for my master's son. But before I had finished speaking in my heart, there was Rebekah coming out with her pitcher on her shoulder. And she went down to the well and drew water. And I said to her, "Please let me drink." And she made haste and let her pitcher down from her shoulder and said, "Drink, and I will give your camels a drink also." So I drank, and she gave the camels a drink also. Then I asked her and said, "Whose daughter are you?" And she said, "The daughter of Bethuel, Nahor's son, whom Milcah bore to him." So I put the nose ring on her nose and the bracelets on her wrists, and I bowed my head and worshiped the Lord and blessed the Lord God of my master Abraham, who had led me in the way of truth to take the daughter of my master's brother for his son. Now, if you will deal kindly and truly with my master, tell me. And if not, tell me, that I may turn to the right hand or to the left." Then Laban and Bethuel answered and said, "The thing comes from the Lord. We cannot speak to you either bad or good. Here is Rebekah before you. Take her and go. And let her be your master's son's wife, as the Lord has spoken." And it came to pass, when Abraham's servant heard their words, that he worshiped the Lord, bowing himself to the earth. Then the servant brought out jewelry of silver, jewelry of gold, and clothing, and gave them to Rebekah. He also gave precious things to her brother and to her mother. And he and the men who were with him ate and drank and stayed all night. Then they arose in the morning, and he said, "Send me away to my master." But her brother and her mother said, "Let the young woman stay with us a few days, at least 10. After that she may go." And he said to them, "Do not hinder me, since the Lord has prospered my way. Send me away so that I may go to my master." So they said, "We will call the young woman and ask her personally." Then they called Rebekah and said to her, "Will you go with this man?" And she said, "I will go." So they sent away Rebekah, their sister, and her nurse, and Abraham's servant and his men. And they blessed Rebekah and said to her, "Our sister, may you become the mother of thousands of 10,000s, and may your descendants possess the gates of those who hate them." Then Rebekah and her maids arose, and they rode on the camels and followed the man. So the servant took Rebekah and departed. Now Isaac came from the way of Beer Lahai Roy, for he dwelt in the south. And Isaac went out to meditate in the field in the evening, and he lifted his eyes and looked, and there the camels were coming. Then Rebekah lifted her eyes, and when she saw Isaac, she dismounted from her camel, for she had said to the servant, "Who is this man walking in the field to meet us?" The servant said, "It is my master." So she took a veil and covered herself. And the servant told Isaac all the things that he had done. Then Isaac brought her into his mother Sarah's tent. And he took Rebekah, and she became his wife. And he loved her. So Isaac was comforted after his mother's death. Pause. Oh my goodness, sorry for the long pause. I barely got through that chapter. I had such a tickle in my throat. So yes, wow. Before he even finished speaking, God had already answered the prayer. He was already sending Rebekah to the well. And what a worker Rebekah is, right? I mean, this servant had 10 camels that were thirsty after their journey. It's a lot of water that she's drawn out of that well. She had a servant's heart. And God, he had already selected Rebekah. And we know that because of how the prayer was answered. And did you hear the blessing that they gave their sister? In verse 59, they send her away and they're blessing her with the same similar blessing that God gave Abraham in chapter 22:17. I love the details that God includes in his holy word. Just the details of who people belong to. It doesn't just say, oh, Rebecca doesn't just say, oh, I'm Milcah's daughter. No, she gives the details of who she is because the servant needed to hear all that. And this teaches us to pray for those details. And list out everything that you can about what you want God to do. So, Abraham's servant is just amazed how God answered his prayer in detail. And then he tells Rebecca's family, her brother, mother, and dad, about his prayer and about how his prayer was answered. And of course, I don't know if I'm pronouncing her brother's name correctly, but he obviously is going to see the fine jewelry that the servant puts in that gold piece in Rebecca's nose and gives her the gold bracelets. Obviously, you know, things are happening here for his sister. But they don't create a ruckus. They realize that God is with this servant. They certainly know that God is with Abraham, because you know, everybody knows what's going on in Abraham's life. Everybody at this point knows the demise of Sodom and Gomorrah. And everybody knows that Abraham is blessed, and so, but they do ask for 10 days, that Rebecca could stay for 10 days. I don't blame them. I mean, you have your daughter with you, or your sister, and you're going to miss them, right? For her to have left that quickly. But Rebecca obeys what's happening. She's listening, and she says, they ask her, does she want to go? And she says, yeah. And so then they leave. And I just love this love story of when she sees him and he sees her. It's love at first sight. And of course, it doesn't take Isaac long to make Sarah his wife. And this consoles Isaac, because this is on the heels of his mother's death and burial, Sarah. So he's mourning, and so Rebecca is able to comfort Isaac. And so he, what does it say here? It says that he loved her, so Isaac was comforted after his mother's death. So don't hesitate to pray those detailed prayers. I know this was a long chapter, and I know it's been a while since I've come on, and I've been under the weather. I thought I was getting better, and then I wasn't. So I have a follow-up appointment tomorrow to see what's going on there. Certainly doing better. I'm not getting worse, so that's good. So that's what's been getting in the way of coming on to just give these messages. And I want to give a shout out to my new friend Ron, who blessed me thoroughly, thoroughly on this last Friday. He reached out to me, and I'm just thankful, always thankful for good friends. And he thoroughly blessed me and gave a shout out to this ministry, and I'm humbled and I'm thankful that he did that. I just want to thank him. And earlier I had mentioned that I had prayed a detailed prayer, and I've been wanting to get to know another another a believer. I've got this online group of believers, and one of the believers that God has placed on my heart is a man named Matt. Just to pick his brain and to get to know him better. And you know, we are our own worst critic. I am my worst critic, and I never know if these messages are on point or if. Certainly don't want to speak out of line, and I want to offer my thoughts, but I also want to back it up with scripture. And so I had asked in my detailed prayer that if Matt could listen to my last message and also comment on it. And I asked, you know, by morning that if this would be proof to me, not that I need proof to continue on this ministry, but just to confirm, to keep going. And I know this sounds odd, and I think I mentioned to him that he was an answer to answered prayer. Well, this is it. Lo and behold, I feel like Abraham's oldest servant. I get up in the morning and there's a comment from him, and he's listened to the message, and he said it's that he was blessed by it and that he was thankful for it. And I was like, God, you are so good. That's why I really love this song, Been So Good by Elevation Worship. Sometimes when we pray in detail for confirmation, sometimes we need confirmation from God. And God used this person, Matt, to confirm any doubt I had that I wasn't reaching people. And because my goal is always to reach somebody for Christ. And it's really great when God brings confirmation from another believer. So I feel he used not only Matt, but Ron he double confirmed any doubt that I had that this ministry was doing any good for anybody. And so I'm thoroughly blessed, thoroughly, thoroughly blessed. So yes, pray for details, because you can get confirmation, you can get prayers answered, and it's just God working out the details, God giving you confirmation, God working in our lives. Sometimes we don't know He's working, but there's that one song by Michael W. Smith. Even when we don't see it, you're working. This is how I fight my battles. I think that's the name of the song. Even when we can't see it, you're working. He's working out everything for us. We don't even have to speak things out loud. This servant said his prayer in his heart. Abraham's servant. And I say these things because, and I'm open in with you guys, because I want you to see the power of how God works. I could have called upon another person believer. I could have called on another believer and said, Lord, could you have that person bless me and listen and give me encouragement? Could have used somebody else. And I believe the next morning I would have been blessed by that specific person. But I share this with you so you can see the power behind our prayers. We might not get the answers for some of the, like in my case, some of my lung issues or whatever. I have a lot of people praying. But He answers prayers in other ways. He shows His might in other ways. And I don't need recognition. I don't. But I need God to confirm things sometimes. And He sure did in big ways this week. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for everything. I do want to also thank both Ron and Matt. I want to give a shout out to his ministry, to Ron Johnston. If you haven't listened to this, is an official Godcast. This ministry of many Christians coming together and giving their testimonies. It's a powerful ministry that he has. Ron Johnston, this is an official Godcast. If you want to be blessed by other Christians' testimonies. So anyway, that is really all I have for today. I feel thoroughly blessed, even through all of the the battle I'm going through. I feel thoroughly blessed. I've had to stop this podcast off and on to cough. I think I've said that earlier, but I hope to come on as soon as possible with another message. Again, be encouraged today. Pray for confirmation. Pray for things in detail. All the glory to God. Much love to all. Until next time. Bye.